Welcome to this episode of The Golden Gang, a podcast that introduces you to the inside of our senior living community through the eyes of professionals and residents that are here every day. My name's Elena, the Community Sales Director here at the Arbor at Bridgemill in Canton, Georgia. Every month we sit down with some of the most fascinating people who call this place home, the kind of individuals whose experiences and wisdom speak to a life well lived. In each conversation, we dive into topics that matter most, health and wellness hobbies that ignite the spirit, and the kind of travel and adventure that leaves lasting memories. So grab a seat, get comfortable, and join us for a conversation filled with wisdom, laughter, and perhaps a new perspective on how to embrace the journey ahead. Welcome to the Golden Gang podcast. Today, you are about to meet a resident at the Arbor at Bridgemill. She rides life like a roller coaster, hands up, wind in her hair, and not a single thought of slowing down. Meet Rose Marcheski, the woman who proves every day that courage isn't about the absence of fear, it's about living fully in spite of it. Whether she's trying something new, speaking her mind, or lifting up everyone around her, she's a force you can't help but be inspired by. Today, you're about to meet the resident who lives boldly, laughs loudly, and reminds us all that life is too short to play it safe. Rose, you've lived through nearly a century of history, but let's rewind. What were you like as a kid?
I was very feisty, but that's why they called me Fritzy. I roll all off the bed, and the doctor said to my mother, she is going to be a feisty one. And they named me Fritzy.
I love that. So you were saying that you were in sixth grade. Did you say that you skipped a grade to be
yes,
friends?
A half a grade.
To
yeah,
be
because
with
they went halves when you went to junior high.
Okay.
And then the high school.
So you skipped to be close to your girlfriends.
She was seven. Seventh grade and seven and a half grade. I don't know how they did it, 7A, 7B.
Oh.
But she was in 7B. So I went from kindergarten to 7A. I skipped a half a grade.
So would you say that you like to make your own rules?
My own what?
Your own rules.
Oh, no. I go by the rules, I think.
Yes.
Yes.
So your nickname is Fritzy.
Uh-huh.
Who calls you Fritzy?
The doctor.
The doctor?
No, the doctor called me feisty because I rolled off the bed, and my mother called me Fritzy.
Where did Fritzy come from?
My father had a nut company. And he called it Fritzy Nut Company.
Oh, wow. So he named his nut company after you.
Yes.
That's amazing.
That was the name of his building. Yeah.
That's amazing. So was there a moment when you realized you weren't exactly a sit still and smile kind of girl?
Oh, no. I was never sit still. I was always smiling. I was a happy person.
Yes. A little feisty.
Yes.
So can you tell me about when you got into high school? What sports did you play? Did you play a lot of sports?
I played all the sports except for, I was captain of all the sports. I was captain of the sport team, the girls team. And I was never in the, you know, they have a group that are like smart people.
Yes, ma'am.
I forgot what they called them. I was the captain of all the sport teams.
So I have here that you are captain of ping pong, softball,
yes,
bowling,
yes,
badminton,
yes,
and volleyball.
Yes, volleyball was the good one. I was at the net where I slammed the ball.
Oh my
gosh.
Isn't
that volleyball over the bit?
Yes, yeah. Ma'am.
Yeah.
So would you say that volleyball was your favorite sport?
No, softball was.
Softball.
Yeah.
Okay. So I see here too that you were lettered 13 times in high school.
Yes.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yes.
So definitely not a sit-still kind of girl.
No.
No.
Never, no.
So was Jerry Cobb, was she your best friend in high school?
Yes. She, Jerry Cobb played, she was one of the girls that played ball with us.
So she was on your baseball team?
Yes, yeah.
Did she play any other sports with you?
I don't really remember. I probably played a lot, but I just have the book that she sent me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was pretty impressive, too. I feel like you were and two peas.
Flew back on a two-seater airplane from New York to Oklahoma. It was Oklahoma, right? I was in Oklahoma. And she lived, not too far from me. And we landed. I blew up in her plane. Everything was, I was all blown up because I guess of the
elevation. So your skin, like your body was, wow.
It was so funny looking too.
Oh my gosh. And I love your reaction because I would have been so scared. And you just seemed like you were just fearless.
Well, Jerry told me that might happen to me. Yeah.
And so Jerry, I see here, you were young, correct? Jerry was 16 years old?
Yeah.
Were you 16 as well?
I probably was because we were in the,
My gosh, Rose, that is wonderful. Like I said, I wish I would have met you 20 years ago. Maybe I would have been flying in planes at 16.
You would, absolutely.
So what was the reaction when people saw women playing competitive ball back then?
Well, they thought they were all Lebanese. They all were lesbians.
Really?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, wow. So, Rose, did you have any special fans that were in the stands watching you? Any boys?
Well, that's where I met my husband. He was with two of his buddies and him, and he was Catholic, and they wanted to date us. So I said, I'll go with a Catholic guy because I'm Catholic and the other two guys were. That's how I met him, at a ball game.
Oh, my.
He was watching us play.
Oh, yeah. Wow. So he was a special fan that was in the stands.
That's how we became Italian and Lebanese.
That's a good mix. So when did you meet back up with your husband?
Well, I started with him at the ball game.
So that's how you met each other.
Yeah, he was in Norman, Oklahoma. He was in the service. And when he came back, he moved in about two blocks from my mother. And him and my mother got real close. And he would come down the hill and eat with us. And from there on, I got married.
Wow, that's so special.
Yeah. My father said he's as close to Lebanese as any Lebanese would, because George was Italian.
I bet he looked Lebanese, though, and your dad liked that, huh?
Yes.
So do you remember, we're going to go back to baseball, do you remember any big wins or wild moments that happened in baseball?
We had a team that came to play with us, and they were really rough. Because I couldn't hit a ball, I always bunted the ball because I ran real good. And it was the team that we played. They were from California. Yeah, right, California. I was going to say that before you said it. They were from California, and they were rough playing.
How rough?
Real rough.
Did you ever get hit by a bat or a baseball?
The bat I got hit by. Broke my nose, and they had to put me in the hospital to fix my nose. It was broken, but they just had to take the bum part where it broke. Yeah.
You are tough.
I was tough.
You are tough.
Yep.
Did you win that game? Do you remember?
Oh, yes, we won it.
Of course you did.
But we were afraid of the other team because they were rough.
Well, you won, so that's all that matters.
Yes.
Okay, so we are going to move on to another sport that you played, roller derby.
Oh, that was a bet. Two things that I did where I worked, I was a switchboard operator, and the guy that worked in the factory of it, I liked him, and he had a car, and the roller derby was scary. I did it, but I was scared because they're rough. And the other was stock car. The guy, he had a stock car, and they, in where I work, bet me to drive it. So I said, I'll drive it in the stock car. And I rolled over because the stock car has you all taped in, where if you roll over, you don't get hurt. And my brother ran down to help me out when my car rolled over.
Your car flipped?
Right there I am.
Oh my goodness, Rose.
Yep.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
What was your name for the roly derby
contest? Jackie Marvin.
What was it?
Jackie Marvin.
Jackie Marvin.
I didn't want my mother to know it, that I was in it. But the minute she saw the picture, she knew it wasn't Jackie Marvin.
So you?
I haven't seen those pictures in years.
Oh, my God. They're beautiful. So you changed your name because you did not want your mom to know that you were in this roller derby.
Yep.
And you ended up winning.
Yes.
And they put your name and your photo in the newspaper?
Picture. Yes. It was in, is this in the paper? This was in the paper, in the newspaper, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. That is so funny. I love that.
I haven't seen this picture in probably how long, a long time. You saw it.
That is quite the story. Yes, I did. I love that picture. So you just had no fear.
Well, I didn't know too much about it, really. I just knew they went around in circles.
Oh my
gosh. And knock the other team, you know.
Well, it seems like you were good at it if you won.
Well, I was good at sports. I could do just about anything in sports.
What was your favorite memory from your time together with Jerry?
Well, she was just a good friend, you know, and she played ball with us.
So Jerry went off to work for NASA, correct?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow. So you were flying in a two-seater airplane at 16 years old, and your best friend Jerry ended up going to work for NASA.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Yeah, did she see the book?
I did. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
So, Rose, you've done more in one lifetime than most can dream of. Is there a story most people don't know?
Let me see. There's probably is, but
I think so.
There's probably a lot of stories.
What do you think gave you the courage to do all these amazing things?
Because that was just me. I mean, I had, I just like to do all kinds of sports, except if it was dangerous.
Well, I think going up in a two-seater airplane.
Well, that was not dangerous because I didn't think of it, you know, crashing or doing anything. I was with Jerry, so.
So that's a really, really interesting thing to hear you say that you just didn't know to be scared.
No, I wasn't scared of anything, really.
Do you think that is good for young girls today? Some good advice to teach women in general and young girls, just
Absolutely, to go for it and make sure they go for the right things. I don't get in with the wrong crowd, because there were plenty of them in school.
That's wonderful advice.
Yeah.
If you could give young women or even, somebody in their 40s like myself, another wise words of wisdom, what would you say?
Just go. Are you married?
I am.
Oh, okay. You're already married. You're probably in a good relationship. I was going to say, just go with the right people.
That's wonderful. Thank you. What did your family think of all these adventures that you did?
Well, most of them, they didn't know about it. Because my mother would be really scared, probably.
Well, yeah. I'm sure she's so proud of you.
Well, I would love my mother. I'd get off the bus, and we lived down a hill. I'd run down this hill just to see if my mother was in school. The only thing I wanted to do was see my mother.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love that relationship.
I really loved her. You have pictures, Mama.
A mother-daughter relationship is very special. What's one thing about the world today that surprises or impresses you? For example, technology.
Oh.
What do you think about the technology?
I think they're good to a certain point. You know, what you use it for and everything.
Do you ever do any online shopping?
Oh, I do that, yeah. But not on the phone. I do it with Blaire. That's where I get all my clothes.
Is that like your favorite clothing brand?
That's the only one I order from.
Well, you're a fashionista, so you're definitely doing a good job at ordering all those clothes.
And they're real good about things. And I know exactly my size, so I don't have to return anything.
So technology has come in handy with our shopping skills, huh?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you another question, because I think that this is really cool that I recently found out. You are a buyer of gold and diamonds at the Long Island Diamond Exchange.
I wasn't. Well, it wasn't really a buyer. It was where we got it in consignment, and we had to bring it back to them. I did all their books and was on the switchboard, and I stocked the diamonds in a book.
Wow.
But all the jewelry was on consignment, and you had to return it to the manufacturer, I guess.
Wow. Did you travel with the jewelry on you?
Yes, me and another girl came, just looked normal, had them on the train.
You traveled on the train with diamonds?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. And we went, and they brought us in. They had everything locked when they bring you in, because you have all that. And we returned it, and they signed everything, and then we came back.
Wow. That is impressive.
Yeah.
And you had, I'm thinking you may have had cash on you, too.
Yes.
And you you rode on the train with cash as well?
Well, we were afraid, because they didn't know we had any cash or anything. Nobody knew we were even going. Even the people who worked in the Diamond Exchange didn't know we had any, except for the main man, Yep.
So I'm noticing a trend here. You were fearless.
Oh, yes, I was.
You lived your life without fear, and I think that is your secret.
We came in, two guys came in to rob us. Okay, I worked in the office, and they give you a signal that you know, that it's happening. So I looked out, you know, peeked out the corner, and I called the cops, and that's how they got them. They couldn't rob us.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Rose, you are one of the most impressive people I've had an opportunity to talk with.
Oh, well, thank you.
You really are.
Not even if anybody ever hurt Susie.
Oh, I can tell.
At 95, I don't care. I have the strength and what I would do everything for her.
The mama bear strength. So, Rose, I'm going to ask you one last question. If you could relive, this is going to be maybe a tough one. Take your time. If you could relive one day from your life just for fun, which would you choose? One day in the past to relive.
To relive it? Oh, I would love to relive my ball games. And we traveled in a pickup. It had wood sides to it, and we were in the back of it. And that's where I'm trying to think of his name again.
Your coach? Was it
Yeah.
Your coach? Did he take you all around? Was it Andy Anderson?
Yes, yes. You don't have a picture of him, though. He was crippled on a cane, and he had a sports shop that he sold or everything. And he was a great guy. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
Rose, I could talk to you forever. You are just an endless amount. You have an endless amount of stories, one right after another. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us.
Well, thank I'm glad you. It was you. I didn't know who she was. I mean, who she was ringing. I thought it could be a man. You know, I didn't know.
Well, I am honored to be able to sit with you here today and have you a part of my life. And I certainly learned so much from you. And what I'm taking away from this time that we're talking today is that you live with no fear.
I do.
No fear in your heart.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Rose. If you would like to learn more about the Arbor at Bridgemill, you can find us at www.arborcompany.com. Thanks for listening as we look forward to our next episode of The Golden Gang. Are you or someone you love exploring senior living options? The Arbor Company proudly operates over 50 senior living communities across 11 states, along the East Coast and the Midwest. We offer a range of lifestyles, including independent living, assisted living, bridges, and memory care, each designed to support seniors in living their best lives. To learn more or to find an Arbor community near you, visit us online at www.arborcompany.com. And if you're in the Canton, Georgia area, we'd love to welcome you in person. Give us a call at 770-691-0022 and ask to schedule a tour. We can't wait to show you what makes our community so special.